I guess we can bring in Pat Pagano and we'll get a look at our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks so much for Mercury retrograding.
Why? What happened?
Well, it is. And look what's going on with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is not for some reason, and I thought I had the settings on all the computers not to accept. Well, I guess with the Windows 10, you can't block updates. They send them to your computer. And so my computer, there was a little blink on the power, and that was enough to restart it. And then all of a sudden, I get a full Windows 10 upload. Anyways, well, so now, Pat, this morning, there were lots of people reporting snow up here, especially Otis, Massachusetts, and stuff like that. I don't think anybody got any accumulation. But this morning, coming out, if you had untreated surfaces like decks or stone walks or sidewalks, be careful, because that rain last night, the temperature must have dropped very quickly, because my car was frozen shut this morning. My deck and my steps out front had ice on them. So there was a lot of ice on cars and things like that.
Oh, yeah. And, that's always a possibility. But so far, the system is behaving as we thought. And today, partly sunny, brisk cold, some flurries, 40 for your high. Tonight, Marshall's not going to like it, clear and seasonably cold, 18 to 22. So pretty cold tonight, sunny, low 40 Saturday, clouds, low 50 Sunday, cloudy with a late shower Monday, 50. We stand to get a little snow on Tuesday, but that's what it looks like right now, just a little. And then even colder with this next system coming in on Tuesday. What do I mean by colder? Well, if we're having temperatures in the low 40s, don't look to get out of the 30s by Wednesday, by the middle part of next week. So it's definitely going to be a very, very cold punch of air coming in by the middle part of next week. In fact, I would guess right now, I bet you Wednesday you don't get out of the 20s.
All right, and then when's the next chance for precipitation? Is there a chance for precipitation next weekend?
There's a chance of precipitation at the end of the week, but and we're not sure how that's going to pan out. Will it get milder before the precip rides in, or will it still be cold enough to at least get a mix? So that's something to think about for late next week. Why do you have plans?
No, but you just don't think. Then the thing on Tuesday is not
going to be. Oh, the thing on Tuesday does not look measurable right now, but that could change. It's the models just don't know what to do. The cold front is coming through Monday night. A wave of low pressure will form on the front, and they don't know where to place it at this point and the speed. The GFS American model says it'll form near Washington, D.C., move right across New York City Tuesday. There are some other models that say it's going to be just to the or just offshore. And other models that will say it'll be just to the west of New York City. So nobody knows where this low is going to form. And it's just a matter of waiting and watching. And my gut is telling me this is not going to be a biggie, but you will get some snow on Tuesday.
All right. Now, will you be in on Monday?
Yeah.
All right. We've got Pat on Mondays for a while, right?
Until, let's see, we're shooting in the city December 1st. So December 2nd, I won't be here.
All right.
That's the only Monday I know of. But I do have a little story to tell you. Yesterday was my appointment to go back to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Dentist, not the surgeon.
Yep.
The surgeon I'm through with. All of the surgeries done, completed, healed, boom. So now it's time for the permanent teeth.
Yep.
So she looks at the gums and everything. Oh, she says, it's fine. Everything's healing fine, she said. And there's a couple of ways we can go about this. And she brings out her husband, who is obviously the lab guy. Very, very nice, though. And he said, all right, Pat. He said, I would assume that you want these permanently put in. And I looked at him as if to say, what else are implants? But he says, no, he said, there we can make implants with that are snap-in and removable. I said, well, what's the purpose of that? I said, if that was the case, then I would have just gotten dentures and left it at that. He goes, okay, that's what I figured. Let me go in the back. And he says, it's going to be expensive. Let me go in the back, get some prices. So me was talking to my dentist in the meantime. We were just chatting about different things. And then he came back out. He says, Pat, I may be able to do a little better, but the best I could do is, sit down, Marshall.
$22,000.
You're not far. $15,500.
Yep.
After, folks, $15,000 for the surgery. All out of my pocket. Now, nobody told me that, you know, after you get the surgery, that the actual permanent teeth were going to cost that much. I thought the bulk of implants was the surgery. And then, you know, after that, it was, I don't want to say water under the bridge, but comparatively speaking, I had no idea that it was going to be equally as expensive. So folks, anybody contemplating implants, and I'm not talking about one, you know, one or two you could deal with. But if you are talking about more than that, multiple implants, be sure you get everything in writing ahead of time so you don't get surprised. Big business.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And there's even, they have these insurance plans that rope people in.
Right.
These credit plans, and it's like, but it's like 20% interest rate. So, like, if it's $15,000 you charge, and you end up paying back about $28,000 instead of $15,000.
She does have this. I forgot what they call it. Some sort of care plan.
Don't do it. It costs you far more.
I said not. What you would call it? She said it's 0% interest for 1 year.
Yeah, for 1 year.
And if you don't pay it up in 1 year, then everything is retroactive.
Yeah. You don't want to do. I'm telling you, you don't want to do that.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I told her. I said, "There's got to be a way that you could that I could pay this out." She's, "We'll make provisions for that."
Yeah. I just knew it. It's really, if you have it done the correct way. I mean, there's places that do the whole thing in one shot for like $15,000, $20,000. No, if you're gonna have it done right, you're gonna have it done the way you did it, which is you get your gums all cleaned up and ready by a dentist, and that's expensive. And then you go to the people that are going to put the teeth in, and you get the people that, you know, if that's what they do.
Right.
You're doing it the right way, but I just knew it was going to be this expensive. I knew it.
You did, huh?
Yeah. And I investigated it because I've got some, you know, years ago from knocking my front teeth out, I've investigated it. And up here to put in one third on the top, which was going to be close to $10,000-$11,000, and that was both together. Jeez. And that was just for one third of the top, the upper. So I said to myself, and I looked at them. So I said, you know, sounds like a great idea, but you know what? I don't mind putting in my front teeth in the morning, so I'm going to keep going with my partial.
Yeah, you know, and you know, she's mentioned, you know, the work on the bottom. And I said, Doctor, let's get through the top first before you start thinking about the bottom. But the truth of the matter is, and this is really the way I feel about it, I am not going to consent to implants on the bottom if I need them. I am just not. Absolutely not. I mean, this thing is just dragging on and on and on. I realized it was in May when I had the surgery.
And folks, realize Pat's got $30,000 laid out just for the upper portion.
Right.
It's not inexpensive. It is not inexpensive at all.
No, it's not. Unless of course, you have a dental plan that covers 80% of it.
There are very, very few dental plans cover implants like this. Very few.
That's what I kind of figured. So... So I'm a little set back, but you know what? This too shall pass, right, Marshall?
That's it. You'll just have to work more Mondays. You can't pay people to work Mondays.
Exactly.
You see, you can't win, Pat. You see, you get Mondays off, and then all of a sudden you get whacked, and now you got to start Mondays again because where are you going to come up with the $30,000?
There it is. You're so right. Maybe AJ will give me a loan. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think he can give you a loan all right.
Yeah, really.
Well, Pat, have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
Thank you. Keep warm, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our tri-state forecast.